Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hello there, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week, celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. I am so excited for this particular episode. I am excited every week that I'm in studio, but this week I feel like really gives a snapshot of what Girly So Groovy is. We are genre hopping. We kick off the entire two-hour mixtape with indie folk rock, and we wrap up the full two-hour mixtape with indigenous hip-hop. And I want you to stay with me to connect the dots from beginning to end. Coming up in this first hour of Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from The Weather Station, Cowboy Junkies, Tori Amos, St. Vincent, My Brightest Diamond, Nikki Lane, Sierra Farrell. Again, so excited for this episode. Okay, let's kick things off. Hooray for the Riff Raff, the brainchild of singer-songwriter Linda Segarra, a musician with an inclusive vision of America, released their latest album just last year. The album is called The Past Is Still Alive. It's the band's seventh album. We have been featuring it quite a bit over the past year. Heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy, and I definitely want to share this track from the album with you. We haven't featured it yet on the program, so kicking things off, here is Hooray for the Riff Raff here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back.
rocks and stones. Return to the rocks, return to the rocks, return to the rocks and stones. Leave everything that I know. Return to the rocks and stones. Return to the rocks. Won't you leave it to me? Melody.
Showing our cowgirl pride here on Girly So Groovy. Music right there from the smart and sassy vintage country crooner, Nikki Lane, with her song Jackpot. That's from Nikki Lane's album Highway Queen. In the middle, it is music from Sierra Farrell, an artist who really actually got her start busking on YouTube and then grew into the incredibly well-received musician she is today. We heard the song Far Away Across the Sea. That's from Sierra Farrell's 2021 debut album, Long Time Coming. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours here on the program, we started with Hooray for the Riff Raff from the band's latest 7th album, The Past Is Still Alive. We listened to the song Vetiver. You know Hooray for the Riff Raff. If you don't and you enjoyed what you heard, if you're a fan of acts like Waxahachie or Kathleen Edwards or Jenny Lewis or Sierra Farrell or Nikki Lane, you will find something to adore in Hooray for the Riff Raff. All right, let's keep this indie folk rock vibe going. It's time for Indigenous singer-songwriter Leanne Betasamasaki Simpson. I got that right. I think so. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Smoke. open hearts. I hold your hand without touching it.
Thank you. noise within, small stew can't say, can't feel, can't explain right now, just that I'm leaving still.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. Toronto's Tamara Lindemann has been making music as the Alternative Folk Project, the Weather Station, for over 16 years now. The latest seventh album from the Weather Station is called Humanhood, which documents the messiness of human nature performed with just eloquence and compassion. We heard the song Window from the Weather Station. Weather Station is wrapping up a solo tour in support of the new album. For our listeners in Vancouver, she will be at the Hollywood Theater May 15th, and our listening audience in Victoria, BC, the next night at the Capitol Ballroom, May 16th. And then after that, the Weather Station will be teaming up over the summer and early fall as the opening act for Ray LaMontagne. For our listeners in the Windsor and Detroit area, you can catch the Weather Station with Ray LaMontagne at the Fox Theater in downtown Detroit on September 20th. In the middle, it is music from a legendary Toronto quartet band, Cowboy Junkies, with their song A Common Disaster. That's from the band's album Lay It Down. And then starting the set, it was music from Indigenous writer, academic, and musician Leanne Betisamo Saki Simpson. The song we heard is called Head of the Lake. That is from her album Theory of Ice. Theory of Ice, released back in 2021. I know what I'm talking about. I'm your loyal host. All right, let's keep things going. Coming up in the next half hour here on the program, I've got music on the way from My Brightest Diamond, Sinead O'Connor, Massive Attack with Sharon Nelson. Oof, this next 30 minutes is going to be a doozy. Tori Amos kicks it off next here on Girly So Groovy.
So I want to go this waitress. She's worked here a year, longer than I. If I did it fast, you know that's an act of kindness.
Disappear all in a club somewhere.